So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today we're going to continue on our journey. What happens when you understand that you're in a situation that is manipulative and then you understand you need to create a strategy to get out. But what happens after that? That is really important because your life will change. That means, are you ready to take this change on board? Are you ready to transform? And it's not an easy task. There will be moments where you wish you could have your old life back, where you're going to miss your old friends, you're going to miss your old home, you're going to miss your old whatever. And when you even try to go back, the universe, God, divine, is just going to tap you on the fingers and say like, no, no going back. And it will remind you. I give you an example. And I should maybe not tell this story, but I had to speak to Rhea about this first. So before I left my job, I got into a really embarrassing situation. I felt really bad about this, to be able to speak about people. So For a while, I stopped drinking because it was part of my protocol, because I needed to get out of my autoimmune disorder and I needed to also ensure that my benign tumor was healed enough. And for a long time, I had a way of living in Monaco to be able to deal with all the bullshit there. Sorry that I was saying this again. By actually just going out, hanging around and having lower vibrational conversations, mainly around gossip. And yeah, just the feeling of belonging somewhere and the feeling of not being alone. But then at a certain stage when I realized I needed to be really serious on my healing journey and being aligned within, and that in a certain stage I wanted to coach and teach again, I needed to walk my own talk. So one night though, I slipped back. I slipped back in a feeling that I needed to stay in my old life. Because you know what? It feels more comfortable. It feels like, oh, this is comfortable. I know it. Because uncertainty and not knowing what happens in the future is not comfortable for anyone. One night I went out because I had to see someone for work and I had to meet someone else again after that for work. And I did not drink alcohol for a long time. But then at that dinner, I thought, okay, just give it a shot, have a glass of wine. And then I had another glass when I went out and I saw an old friend and I needed to discuss what happened in the past. That night, we had a really strong rain in Monaco and I slipped with my car with tires, which did not have a lot of grip, on a white paint and it hit a plastic barrier. And I knew at that moment, oh great, this is pretty much the universe tapping me on my fingers, saying like, hey, you tried to go back to your old life? It's not gonna happen. So the security guard of the building where it happened, and it happened in front of a building, and the security guard, he called the police. Of course. And the cops figured out that I drank. So what did they do? They put me into jail for the night. And I was sitting there in that cell and I was thinking, wow, what just happened there? And I had to smile at myself somehow. I was thinking, this is pretty shitty, but this is a great example that you cannot go back to your old life. And I was absolutely sober. I was just tired. I was shocked. Didn't feel really great for my body because every time when I used to drink also in the past, my stomach would turn itself upside down and I could feel the cramps. And I was thinking, wow, yeah, this cannot happen. So I went into meditation most of that time when I was in the cell. The police officer was super nice. So by the way, I mean, I don't know how many people of you guys have seen maybe Monaco jail cells or overnight cells. They're not bad. It's fine. And luckily it was there because they were nice. Nonetheless, I realized very soon that I went into meditation. I made peace with myself. I had to forgive myself. I had this conversation with God. I was thinking, I got it. I got the message. So the next day, luckily, I have a really good friend, Letitia. Through the meditation, I was able to manifest the next day that I don't pay anything, my insurance helped me, that I got the car repaired. But yet again, I was not allowed to drive in Monaco for a while. But I knew already that I did not need to because I knew that my exit of Monaco was already a done deal. I knew that already inside. So why am I sharing this story with you? You will notice that once you have changed certain belief patterns and habitual patterns, and also maybe change your friends circle, your friend circle, your network, that there's no way going back. There's no way going back. And if you try to go back, the universe is going to tap you on the fingers. And it's your choice. No one wants to wobble around because once you have created a certain sense of freedom within yourself, you made a decision, I am going to exit that situation, that relationship, that job, that toxic partnership, marriage, whatsoever, there's no way going back because you have made that decision. And if you try to go back, the universe, God, divine spirits, whatever you want to call it, is going to make you so uncomfortable that you're literally going to say like, okay, I have to move forwards. I have to advance. I have to advance. And it's normal to wobble around. It is normal. And it is normal to sometimes feel a misalignment, but you will come back. You always come back. You always come back. I'm sharing this with you because many years within my spiritual journey or while teaching yoga, there were moments that I was not aligned. And I justified it to myself that it's okay to live, but it was not okay. And only within the last few years when I had to experience a disease, an autoimmune disorder coming back, and having a benign tumor in my left breast, only then I realized, Jesus, Geraldine, you need to walk your talk. You really need to walk your talk. And you will notice this. I encourage you to walk your talk. Not have the excuses. Stay integrity. And it's not easy. I'm not saying to you this is easy. And I'm not judging when people have their vices and it's not easy to overcome them. I went through it myself. I know exactly how hard it is. If you have certain addictions or vices, it's not easy. It is not. It takes a lot of self-discipline to get out, and it takes a lot of courage to come out of the system that felt so comfortable. And we get used to darkness. We get used to dark habits. Now I'm getting really spiritual on you. And we're getting used to toxic environments because we don't know better. We don't know how it feels like to be free, to be light. And once you have this well-earned freedom, you're out of this relationship, out of the job, whatever that is, it will take a while to recalibrate, and I call this recalibration time. You will wobble around, and the only thing that really helps is to have a set routine to take care of yourself, to take matters in your own hands, and really take your self-care practice seriously. That means you show up for yourself every single day, no matter what. But you give yourself enough rest also. Because a routine gives you this grounding, a structure. And food, nature, gives you the grounding and structure. And when you clean this vessel, you purge it, your body will not like it at the beginning. It will scream and yell, please feed me this, give me that, give me this kind of surroundings. And no, it's just playing tricks on you. And that needs to be unconditioned out. There are different modalities where you can do it. So please share in the comments if you have experienced similar situations. And especially with times now where pretty much the world is going like haywire left, right, and center. It is not easy to live with these energies, especially when you are a highly sensitive empath and you can feel so much. And when you are a highly sensitive empath and most likely have undergone, like all of us, trauma, you will get triggered. And if you don't want to feel that trigger, you don't feel like I have the courage to go inside of it, you will want to numb it. And that's when you escape to addictions. No matter what this is, this can be retail therapy, this can be drugs, it can be sex, it can be any kind of form of addiction that takes the worst out of you and that will take the darkest part of yourself out there. You need to shine the light on it. I have changed now my surroundings again. I live a different place because I chose peace and being in a calm environment from drama. And I'm telling you, this has also not been easy, like moving around, being in different countries. I'm kind of used to it, but yet again, not used to it. And the unknown and growing, it definitely gives you more resilience. And the more you travel, especially when you are working on a boat and you travel and you work on a smaller confined area, it's challenging and always different teams. So you always have the uncertainty, absolutely. Embrace that unknown, that uncertainty, because that's the way how you can grow the fastest, develop yourself, know how to set your boundaries, and learn so much more about yourself and other humans. And I see it always from a compassionate way. When people, I moved out because people tried to bully me. Ninja got attacked 4 times by a bigger dog and I had to intervene. And I was like, wow, this does not feel right. So I kind of, you know, I bit the bullet and I thought, okay, you know what? Move out for a while, just give ourselves a little bit of peace. And there will be people when you still have certain shadows inside of you. And I still have that too. So the healing journey is a continuous journey. So no, I am not enlightened. And I'm not claiming to be. Nor am I claiming that I'm a healer and I will heal people. No, I just give people tools to do it for themselves, empowering them. And I find myself even in situations that I still attract toxicity. And then I go inside of myself, what is it within me that I need to heal that I don't attract this toxicity? And today I, for instance, did a parasites cleanse. And it was very intense, but it was so good. And all of the fungus, parasites, and everything came out. And I had to purge, literally vomit, so the whole morning. And it was really good. And I did this because your body, energy manifests itself in your body. And the parasites are a form of these dark entities. And you need to get them out of your system. And then you think also way clearer because parasites also live in your brain. Yeah, I know this is not a nice topic to have. Sorry about that. But if you do want more information about that cleanse, it's a very good cleanse, an old shamanic tradition. And cleaning your body, your vessel, your thoughts through movement, longevity technology, ancient practices is very important, especially when you come out of a toxic relationship. Clear out that vessel, that it does not allow to manifest anything in your body in form of disease. So I hope this made sense. Please share in the comments your experiences, if you also, what you have felt when you had to change something and how you have felt, so people can see this. And I am only sharing my experiences to make you understand that we all try to walk our talk as much as we can. And I can tell you that through all my life experiences, I walked my talk, and there were many times that I also slipped. But I am not claiming to be perfect here. And we all are not perfect. There are other spiritual guides, masters, whatever, you will notice. Alignment, to be aligned within, is a lifetime journey. It is a journey of many lifetimes. So, I hope this made sense. I wish you a beautiful evening. It's evening now here in Thailand for me. And enjoy the equinox, the upcoming equinox. It's going to be intense. Clear your vessel. Clean your vessel. Namaha. Namaste.